Yo, y'all boys, y'all seen that wave of Instagram and Twitter personalities getting roasted and getting got because they're pretending to have like special needs or pretending to have issues and they really don't have now, any issues, so they're getting paid to have issues?
Now, when you say pretending, right?
Uh-huh.
Like they caught... Uh-huh. Like red-handed, like people like know now.
Ricky Smiley and Little Daryl,
right?
But little, but that's all right. So we know that as a joke. Like,
but that's what I'm saying.
No, but Ricky Smiley is pretending. There's no Ricky Smiley. It's just
like,
Little Daryl.
Pretend it's that big of a gap. Like they really Ricky Smiley in real life, but they're leave me alone on the live for the bread.
Nah.
So yeah. So what's going on is these people are pretending to be autistic or pretending to be like really mentally challenged, and so what happens is these type of personalities get so many Patreon subscribers, they get free gifts on YouTube and all this money, like becoming millionaires for having content when they're... So what's happening is a lot of people that went to school, they're like, yo, I know Terrence.
Yeah.
There's nothing wrong. He has a wife and kids. He works at the bank.
He's in AP classes in school, as a matter
of fact.
He was
in honor society. Yeah, he's nothing wrong with him.
Here's a picture of him.
So I was like, yo, I should have been doing this since 2015 because I get paid nothing to be this.
Hey.
People think I'm mentally challenged.
So watch this. Watch this.
Watch what?
Three scenarios, right? Would you or would you not play like you had a mental disability?
How much?
Come on. Huh?
Nah, it's not even a price. It's three scenarios. Right?
I do it for free.
The first scenario.
What the fuck you mean?
The first scenario is being pulled over by the police.
1,000%.
Easy.
That's 1,000%.
Nigga, if I do that,
if I knew that it would save me, 1,000%.
If I do that, nigga, I'm going to tell you guys right now, we're out of here. We're to the fucking moon. I'm telling you guys right now. You guys will never have to work a day in your life.
1,000%.
Okay. All right. So for social media likes and gifts.
We have to be talking about some real money here. You know what I mean?
No. Likes and gifts.
Nah.
Do you know what I've done?
That's
for
real
a
money
like?
Though, because you're talking about hundreds of dollars at a time, no?
Yeah.
Because if we're talking about that I can clear a quarter million dollars a year playing for an hour a day. I'm sorry.
Bleep that. You have to bleep that.
I'm sorry. Mentally.
This is the beginning.
The loophole.
Guys.
It's a loophole.
We say that every podcast,
hey,
but seriously.
Hey, I'm so sorry.
We have to bleep that. But yes. I have to combat you on that because plus, I've done that for nothing. If you gave me $200, I'd do it. Because no, I've done it for zero.
Because here's the thing. You have to understand.
All right, so under
that
you what have, circumstances you have to would you be do co- it for like, $200?
To be an online nigga, you have to be every day, all the time. So this okay. is so okay. you can't okay. casually play
okay.
mentally
I'm asking you.
Handicapable. Look, guys, come on. You know what I mean.
Under what circumstances
uh-huh.
would you do it for $200?
None.
He just said he would do it for $200.
I'm different than Plus. Plus gets paid for content, though. You can't talk to Plus. He gets paid for content.
I'm talking to you. I'm talking to Ricky.
What's a... Bro.
Under what... All right.
You got to think. $200 is a light bill.
I give you $200. I say, Rick, I'm going to this event. It's a charity event for special needs.
You see how I keep growing? You see how it keep growing?
I will kill that shit.
That's what she said.
I would be the number one most mentally ill motherfucker in there. Nigga, I'd be out of here, nigga.
There was a line.
Okay.
There was a line somewhere. Nigga, he found
me,
it.
Yo, put me in a wheelchair, okay, and get me to center stage, all right?
And not step over
that.
The line. He lunged.
I'm not going to let that kid be. Yo, let me tell you something. Hey, I'm not going to let the kid out me. That's not
going
to happen.
And he keeps going.
$200?
He keeps going.
You $200?
All right.
Come on. Sign me up.
He keeps going.
Sign me the fuck up. Got me fucked up. I'm too competitive, though. I'm sorry.
No, Chris. You don't light the bomb and walk away.
Yeah, nigga.
You son of a bitch.
Yo, get back here.
No, you
get
son
the
of
fuck
a
back
bitch.
Here, nigga.
You don't light the grenade.
Fuck you,
and then you now you think something's burning in the kitchen? Fuck you, pal. Nothing's burning here, in there. Nothing's
nigga,
burning.
Nigga, do the grenade and try to leave, nigga. Come blow up with us, nigga.
No.
Get your ass in, nigga. Pause.
No. You see what I mean?
Fuck you mean, man. Bleep that shit, though.
No, but to dodge the police...
Back it, nigga.
I mean, honestly, only thing bad about it is that they're stealing. You know what I mean? Other than that,
Let me ask you this question, because
they're not just stealing, bro. They're lying, stealing, deceit. Like
a small part of me believes that I should have been in entertainment, because for me personally, for me, when I see comedians and actors get killed for certain things, I'm like, I would have did the same shit. And in the name of content, this is how I am. Are there things where you draw the line? Like, what would you, like, are there, I would say,
all right, would you do that for a joke?
You
wouldn't. I'm sure.
A nigga that faithfully goes to a play, plus show.
I'm sure.
But I've never seen him do that.
I'm sure you wouldn't talk about grape.
Say it again?
If I can make it funny, absolutely. Why are you afraid of...
Okay.
How many minutes are we into this, man?
Like, you can say it now.
How much more time we need?
We can say it now.
Jesus Christ. He just called it grape, for God's sake.
No, just say it. Yeah, I mean, like...
No,
look, I see what you're saying.
I would 1,000%... I would 1,000% do a rape joke if I thought it was hilarious. If I thought it was funny, I would make it, and I would die.
There's a funny rape joke out there somewhere?
So, I heard... Okay, whenever somebody tells me that there's no funny rape jokes, I tell this joke that I heard my friend say. He said he went to
trigger warning for anybody that may be listening.
He went to Hialeah and got an arepa. He said he shared it with his friends and now it's a gang arepa.
All right, man. All right, man. Listen. Hey. All right,
Ben.
6 minutes, 37 seconds.
I thought we drew from this guy.
The only victim in the joke is a
is the arepa.
You know what I mean? Is the arepa. But is it not a joke about?
He had to be.
Yes,
Cuban.
It is.
He had to be Cuban.
He's a white guy.
Even though
but listen, it's a victimless joke. The only victim is a Hispanic delicacy. Come on.
Listen.
So it's like there is a way to make it funny. You just have to find a way, find your thing, find whatever it is.
So
my, everything's funny.
So my thing
I've
is,
seen, what, you know who dies on that hill? You know who actually?
Is the name of the episode Arepas?
Arepas.
Arepas.
You gotta put
R. Kelly on there with a fucking arepa in his head.
Shouts out Tony Francis, the author of this joke.
Arepas.
No. Shouts out Chris too, man. Rest in peace.
Rest in peace, man. Rest in peace to him.
Jesus Christ.
Quick moment of silence, real quick.
Rest in peace.
Yeah, okay. Moment of silence.
Let's do it.
For sure.
Toast to him, bro.
Chris, man. Rest in peace, bro.
Yeah, for sure.
Man, it was funny.
Real bro kind of nigga, man.
Funny as fuck, man.
But I was gonna say, you know who dies on that hill though? I think it's Corey Holcomb.
Mm. Yes.
Like, I think I watched the special where he literally opened it up by saying, now, how many of you bitches grew up close to your uncle?
Jesus Christ.
And then they would say something, he's like, uh-huh.
Jesus
yeah.
Christ. Because the whole room goes, oh. But see?
Yeah.
But this is what, I was having a conversation with some comedians because Chris had a show, he passed away.
Yeah.
So niggas still went to the show to pull up and hang out. And I was, and Kitchen was saying how he jump on stage sometimes and say a lot of ignorant shit. And I had to remind him, like, yeah, you can do that shit. But also, it wasn't the first thing you did when you first started. Like, there are certain people who can say certain things because it's you. Dave Chappelle got some jokes that if he wrote it for you, bar for bar, it wouldn't be funny for you.
Yeah.
Nah, he can say it because he's Dave.
Yeah. You
know what I mean?
But we had this conversation on the podcast where I said that I hate where comedy's going because I think comedy is following the landscape of what's going on social media. And to me, it should not be that. Comedy was always a relief as a fan, as a, like, Eddie's going to make that joke. Mark's going to make that joke that I can't make in the workplace.
They've robbed comedy of it being that special place that was the actual telling of the time.
So if I go to
the jokes were the telling of the time.
So if So if I go to a comedy show and you guys are super PC and you're making jokes that I'm making at the office, like, what the fuck is this?
If we want to keep it a stack, now that I'm looking at this objectively, there's always been a thing that you can say.
Yeah.
That you couldn't say, rather. Because even, like, back when Richard Pryor was saying whatever the fuck they wanted to, you think niggas would go up there and make a joke about Jesus? You think they would have went up there back then and made a joke about religion back then?
No.
No. Why? Because that was sacred to people.
Yeah.
Right? Nowadays, maybe religion is a little bit less sacred. You can make a Jesus joke today.
Oh, yeah.
The motherfuckers will laugh.
For sure. Laugh hard.
But it's like, they were just, as society changes, the shit that we can't talk about will change. But there's always going to be a shit that we deem too far.
Of course. Yeah.
It's just whatever that thing is evolves.
And I would honestly prefer things to be that way, because I don't think society should be a one big kumbaya session anyway. You have to have a difference of opinion. You have to have opposing sides to shit.
Because the thing is, I hear, like, I am a believer of Jesus Christ, right? Even though I've tried to wash some of those things away, I'm still in my core a believer of Jesus Christ. Sometimes I hear comedians who are atheists make really good jokes about my Lord and Savior.
Yeah.
You understand what I'm saying? They're hilarious. And it's like, a well-crafted joke will get you out of your feelings every time.
You know,
because you have to accept the artistry.
You know what's funny about those jokes? He created them too.
Come on. Come on. Come on, man. That's it. Come on. That's about right there.
When I go up there, I go to this nigga's show, and he's doing this shit, like, it's funny as fuck to me, but that nigga takes it where it needs to go. That's comedy to me. Yes, you have to be funny, but you always have to address the elephant in the room. And that nigga does that. When that shit, to me, you could be the funniest nigga in the world, but if you making funny jokes that everybody's gonna laugh, yeah, that's funny. I could do that.
But so, you know, I feel like Plus does very well too as a comedian. Like, and I hate to dissect your comedian life like this.
Let's turn up, man.
Like,
all means.
No, because we're going to start giving a comment. He's going to get uncomfortable. He's going to
talk. No. I still want to hear this, though.
He's going to
hate it. I still
want
to hear where this goes. There could be some negative in there. I'm excited to hear.
He's very good at, like everybody's free. Everybody's fair game. When he goes on stage, he lets it be known, like, hey, look, I'm up here. Nigga, I'm going to make a joke about me. I'm going to make a joke about my kid.
Everybody.
I'm going to make a joke about my dad.
And then
so
y'all
don't
boy.
Think...
Don't think that you
that
spare.
You good.
I just hung my whole family up here.
It can't get bad for you tonight.
I hung my whole family up here.
You know what? The where I knew this nigga was different was a show that me, you, and Ben went to for this nigga. He wasn't even like a comedian. I think he was hosting it. We were in downtown Hollywood. He was doing like some shit for other comedians. Like he was improvising that shit. You know what I'm saying? But
that's why I first seen Cuz that do his whole stand up in Creole.
Yes,
that night. So the crowd wasn't really, let's just say, at first vibing to what he probably had originally planned. Mm-hmm. But you could just see on the spot that the nigga just went to somewhere else, and he turned a crowd that was like, "What the fuck?" To, I mean, just it's like just I'm like, "Yo, y'all just see that shit?" Like, because I do podcasts with a nigga, I do live shows with a nigga, I know when a nigga is
reaching,
it's time to improvise.
Reaching,
now it's time to reach. Hey, now I'm grasping for straws now. And I watched it in real time, and we're like, oh, shit.
Wait.
When he flipped the whole entire room.
Oh, yeah.
And remember, he did this shit, and so another nigga came on on the mic. He came, we was getting, like, yo, that nigga's good. We're like, yeah, we're like, yo, Plus, what the fuck? He's like, yo, I just had to do that shit on the fly. We're like, we had a laugh about this shit. Like, we watched this shit in real time. I'm like, that's comedy.
You don't know what it's like to have some shit prepared.
And it goes left.
And then you walk up there and like, oh, nah, they're not vibing this shit at all. Abort mission. Now we just got to figure something out.
That was the first time I thought I saw Plus in a non-controlled environment. I seen a nigga on tour.
Oh,
where
my God.
Shit,
it's control.
It's control.
It's control.
I seen a nigga on a podcast. Like, this shit ain't control. But I've seen him improvise before. But I've never seen him improvise on a comedy stage. Man, listen. When I saw that shot, like, yo, that nigga's different.
Amen.
Everybody's not built like that. We've all been a comedy show.
I've seen him do it.
I did an hour for a Herbalife motherfucking seminar. One of my homeboys called me, and he was like, it's a show that he can't do. He was like, he needs an hour for a seminar. And I was like, man. I was like, and then he told me the price. I was like, I can't turn down. I need this.
Yeah.
I'm going to go do this.
I guess my question is, this is what my question has been all years for you. So, Plus does weddings, parties, like tours, like improvs. How do you differentiate what joke makes it to where? Because when you're hosting a wedding, yeah, you're a host, but there's a bunch of jokes that's in there.
When I'm doing the wedding,
you personalize it?
Only to the extent of like, who's their names and what's here. every wedding that I do, most of the hosting that I do, I'm just floating off vibes. Like, I don't prepare shit. I mean, like, I try to know who I'm performing to, who I'm performing for, who hired me, the city that I'm in, just so that I can use it.
So let me ask you this question, because I think you're both. I think you're funny and witty. Do you think today the funny nigga survives or the witty nigga? Because I feel like I'm witty, which is quick, is why I was always been going on Twitter, because you got to be witty on there. But I feel like a lot of these niggas that are surviving, they're not really funny. They're just like kind of witty.
The issue is niggas not taking the time to find out where their place is.
Okay.
Because I see, like, you ever seen a nigga online who was like great ideas and no pizzazz, and you should so clearly be a writer? You understand? You should so clearly be giving these ideas to a funnier nigga than you.
But you think you're the talent.
But you think you're the one.
Yeah.
But you should be clearly giving this video to a nigga that's funny.
You should be the screenplay nigga. Yeah.
And then there are certain niggas who are overacting a terrible idea. Like, you have something, but you're dumb. You should definitely be with somebody smarter who can tell you how to channel all of that pent up funny that you have.
So, but what's the crossroad? Because you and Success are the screenwriter niggas. You're the screenplay niggas, but you're funny too. So did you guys need education to get to that? Or?
So the issue is, I feel like my development took a little bit longer because was no mentorship for real. I learned everything on the muscle.
Yeah.
Which is why, no Michael Jackson shit, I got like a bunch of young niggas around me. You understand? Yeah. Because I'll be trying to.
No, nigga, that's not. I thought you were talking to someone like Jackson 5.
He caught you.
No Michael Jackson shit. You see?
Hey. No hee hee. You feel me?
That's better than pause. I just want
to
say that.
You feel me? No hee hee. Like all the young niggas around me, I do my best to like get whatever game that I got. No hee.
I don't care no more.
So you actually giving game. You're not like giving game.
You understand what I'm saying?
No, he's not Larry Dog guy. What happened?
Hey,
what happened?
Nothing, man.
That nigga took my chicken wings when we went to win with it. You remember that fucking weird ass? You'll
never forgive him for those fucking wings.
Fuck out of here, man. Yeah, you. All right. Yeah, man. Yo, I want to take the time out to say it's been a while. Hey, I just want to address Michael Jackson real quick. Just give me 5 minutes, please.
Can I do that for you?
Five minutes?
Five.
Five?
What are we gonna do for 5 minutes? Sit here and watch you praise him. Sit here and watch you stroke the dead. No, I'm not. No.
Stroke the dead. You hear this guy?
I'm not gonna watch you stroke the dead.
No.
If you want to,
I like
man.
It. Pause.
I just want to say there's a biopic coming out. You mentioned Michael Jackson. He stroked the dead at the time, right?
Yes. Yeah.
With his metrosexual nephew.
I just want to say,
whose son is that?
That's Jermaine. Fuck you, Jermaine. That's Jermaine. Hey. You keep trying to profit off of motherfucking. That's what I want to say. You keep trying to find a way to profit off Michael. Man, fuck you, nigga.
You're gonna make some money off his little brother. Fuck
out of here, nigga. You a bitch.
Like the way the boy is singing.
He sounds like Mike.
No. But here's what. It's so evident to me. Mm-hmm. That's not how you fucking sing. Mm-hmm. That's not how you fucking sing. It's evident to me that you've been doing this little impression since you were five. Because your dad said you're going to be the next
one. Let me tell you where I'm disappointed.
There's no way.
I am a moonwalker, and I'm in moonwalker groups, and I'm in moonwalker all types of shit. And they're all praising this. I'm like, all right, guys. Why the fuck are y'all praising this fucking shit? There's only one mic, bro. Like,
didn't you make
this.
That up?
You think I made this shit? I didn't make. I am the father of the moonwalkers. I am. I'm the father of the community.
Genuinely.
You know when I talk about Michael on here, it makes its rounds in the moonwalker community. Reddit. You got to say I'm fucking playing. They hate you niggas. You know what they said? No. Shit.
Nigga, they don't fucking know me. All
right. Let me tell you niggas. They hate Plus, but what they hate about Christian Ben is that why they don't know where y'all stand. Like, they're always laughing. Do they not like Mike or are they for Mike? They don't know. And then, you know, and then there was a, that's, I'm going to,
I can tell you, I'm not for Mike, I'm too old.
Episode one is one of my most famous Michael Jackson rants for whatever reason.
Fuck you, famous, right?
That's what right, because he killed Mike's famous. But they said, yo, we don't know how do we feel about Plus because he knows too much about the nigga to really hate him. That's how the Moonwalkers feel about him. Like they said, he knows too much because a normal Michael Jackson hater don't know what he knows. He's naming albums.
I've made it clear.
Songs.
Yep.
I've made it clear that I have no problem with you being an amazing musician and a sexual deviant.
But he's not.
I made it clear to myself.
But he's not.
Like whether or not you fuck those kids, I'm going to play the music. You don't have to lie to me. You don't have to lie to me, bro.
Now, let me ask you a question, and then we'll kill this for the rest of this, for the life of this podcast. Is R. Kelly guilty?
Oh, 1,000%.
Yeah, yeah. He did.
1,000%.
He was caught in the court of law. R. Kelly never had the FBI. Michael Jackson had the FBI.
Whatever they say he did, he did that shit.
But Michael Jackson didn't do it. So why is he getting persecuted? If they did everything in their power to try to catch him, and they couldn't catch him.
Because it looks
everything.
It looks like he did.
That's my only argument.
I'm going to keep it stacked with you, right?
It looks like he did.
700-page book of the investigations on him.
That's my only argument.
Here are my true feelings. No jokes, true feelings.
This is bullshit.
85% of me feels like, bro, Mike has some money. Mike was an old black man starting to say too much and give a fuck less. And him and Prince were about to get reckless. Both of them boys had to go. The other 15.
He's talking. Now,
the other 15.
He was like,
bro, everybody been calling you a rapist forever and everybody's wrong, bro.
But it's not everybody.
Everybody wrong, bro.
The media's good, but it's not everybody. It's not everybody.
I was done when I actually heard for myself the recording of them actually trying to set this motherfucker up.
No, listen.
You know what
recording.
It is, too?
Guys got to listen to
it. At the end of the day, the motherfuckers that were pushing the Mike and kids narrative, those motherfuckers was all over Epstein Island, B.
Man,
I'm going to keep it a step.
Niggas want to have a conversation. We can't. I sound like a fanboy.
The reason Mike why does I just stopped. Suspicious as shit.
The reason why it's hard for me to believe is because I think when you close the doors and turn off the camera, I think he is that high-voiced, childish nigga. I still think the nigga really is like that. And I just don't see.
Where I'm different than everybody else is, what my gripe with Michael Jackson has been, even when he was alive, I was always saying that. I hated, and I to this day, he's dead now. Why the fuck do you keep putting yourself in these positions? So where we even have to ask the question.
So many kids.
God damn it. I get it. What fuck, man? Shit. Leave Ryan the fuck out of
so
here.
Many kids, bro.
Fuck Ryan, man.
And not just kids.
God damn.
Always kids with blonde hair, blue eyes. Like, what's your fucking
get
deal?
Get these kids the fuck out of here.
That's my next issue. It ain't never no niggas, man. Why? What niggas don't like Neverland? Damn, Mike.
No, because nigga parents don't want their kids fucking hanging out.
Hey,
late
I don't
night,
know about that.
You gotta tell a nigga one time that there's rape over there. No thanks. No thanks.
No, you know what it is?
You know
what
it is? You gotta tell me one time.
No, you know what it is? No, here's what it is. No, here's the real reason.
Hey, yo, one time.
I got kicked.
Oh, they over there raping?
Yo, I got kicked out of a Michael Jackson Facebook. Yo, I got kicked out of a Michael Jackson Facebook group for this. They said, hey, would you send your kid to Michael Jackson's house? I said, yes, I would. However, the reason why ain't no little nigga babies over there is because you got one time with a black daddy to go over to a nigga house, and when I call and you don't come on time, well, you don't. It's over for that because you're having so much fun. Whatever, I don't give a fuck what's going on over there.
I don't give a fuck if you guys are watching Lion King 3
right now
for the first time.
If they don't come when I come, whatever the fuck they was doing, it's over.
And never again. Never.
My problem never happens again. This biopic, first and foremost,
fuck a biopic.
There's never gonna be one better than the American Dream.
It's not.
Never.
Okay.
See, this is
no
why.
One's ever
see?
Gonna be, no because
guy.
I've seen no. I'm a moonwalker of biopic. I've said this before. I love a good biopic. I love them all.
You and, sound like us. Like, you be talking like
who
us.
Who the fuck is gonna be the new Jason Weaver? Like, who is Jason Weaver?
no
Simba.
No one.
Guys, who's gonna do
no
that?
One.
You're right. No one. He does not hate my bro.
Simba?
This shit it is doesn't. For clicks, but, man.
No.
He's
no,
click
no,
daddy. No,
what's the nigga name? What's the nigga name who played Joe Jackson?
Click daddy.
Oh, Lawrence.
What's the nigga name, bro?
He was on.
Come on. I'm gonna get you. I'm gonna get. Come on.
Shit.
Click daddy. That's his name.
That's funny as fuck. Click daddy. Stupid.
Jermaine.
I don't know.
Who does the problem? Who does the Thompson swim pool?
I don't want to see a new biopic, and I don't want to see what the fucking Jacksons think killed Michael. No, thank you. You know what I'm saying? I don't want to see whatever Catherine thinks killed her son. That's bullshit. It's clearly bullshit because Catherine won't put boy rape in the movie, and that's not fair. It's clearly a big part of the narrative. Whether or not he fucked those kids, it's part of his legacy.
So,
silence.
So I just
right.
Wanna,
no, it's not.
Whether
it's
or not,
not
he fucked those kids, kid fucking is a part of his legacy.
Didn't they say the nigga had like?
What do you mean? Yeah, nigga, it's not. It is.
Didn't the nigga have like alarms that would alert him when you was walking to his bedroom?
Lawrence Jacobs. What'd you say?
Didn't he have alarms that would alert him when you walked to his bedroom?
When kids were around, like kid alarms?
Like Drake wouldn't do that? Like when you were worth a fucking $1 billion, why the fuck would you not do that?
Hey.
Why the fuck is niggas coming to my bedroom?
I don't know. I'm not
I got security for that. Like what the fuck? Come on.
Why do you need?
This is Michael Jackson, bro.
You have security for your house.
You know what I think about a lot?
Y'all niggas be, come on, man. No falling. You see, it's white supremacy. It's I think about a lot niggas.
What Cat Williams said about Michael Jackson. How,
He's the only comedian in the history of comedy to ever make me laugh at a Michael Jackson joke.
When you like bitches, you keep things that bitches like around. Silk pillows, silk sheets for their hair.
That was funny.
You understand? Food.
And then when he said, Michael Jackson asked us on national television, do you climb trees? No, bitch, we pay bills. When he said that shit, I was in high school and I cried. Like, nigga, that's a real fact.
But
like,
then he said, what would you keep around if you always wanted to have some kids over your house? I don't know. Lions, tigers, bears, a Ferris wheel.
Here we go. Here we go. Perpetual. Remember, this is 2005 when it was okay to laugh at Michael Jackson. You know, it was okay.
When it was okay.
It was okay.
I danced on his grave today. I mean, when it was okay. When that's it was okay.
You need to relax.
Someone has to stand up for the children, buttholes, bro.
Hey, listen.
Someone needs to protect the little buttholes.
Your kid come back from Michael Jackson
children.
House with a hangover.
Guys, okay.
Why were you drunk?
He's the Bill Cosby of children. That's crazy.
They drank wine, man. He said it.
They probably stole his fucking wine cellar.
Hey, bro.
So I just...
Let me tell you this. The minute you niggas could produce a fucking kid that's a credible story, I'm with you. Because I don't give a fuck about Tom Lester. I'll be the first nigga to say, fuck Mike. Real nigga shit. Until you can produce a motherfucker that got a... If the FBI can't do it, and then after this catalog, if they can't do it, fuck them.
All right.
10 years, they take a nigga for a car.
Follow me on this,
ten
right.
10 fucking years.
Follow me on this trail here.
Suck my dick, pussies.
No, thank you. Follow me on this trail here, right? R. Kelly, right?
Fuck that nigga, he did
it. Wait. The writing was on the wall with that nigga for a while. A competent nigga would have stopped fucking children after Ignition. A competent nigga would have stopped fucking children after you got away with Aaliyah. A competent nigga would never have gone and bragged on a boat that it's too late. I should have gotten me 10 years ago. But his problem compelled him to still be around those people despite it, what he knew what was better.
His compulsion.
Yeah, he's a sex offender.
Now,
yeah.
Michael knew since 1995, you shouldn't be around those kids. That's bad for business. But what does his compulsion make him do, guys? Let's talk about it.
It's not compulsion. It's all... It's
now it's not compulsion. Before, you were sweating about Robert Kelly. This is compulsion.
No, it's not compulsion.
Huh?
It's different now, right?
Tell me how it's different.
So let me say
it. I set him up. Michael, tell me how it's different.
Michael never married a 13-year-old. Okay?
I'm not gonna lie.
It's on camera. It's recorded.
Michael is an international superstar who traveled all over the world.
He is.
He probably is married to a Bangladeshi boy. For all we know, you would never know.
He would not be. He would not be because he's not attracted to boys. He's attracted to women. And women have come out. Many women have come out. So we're gonna disregard all the women that have come out that had relationships with Michael Jackson and only just the little boys because that's what Mad TV lets you guys believe.
That's
what you guys are a direct result of white supremacy.
Michael Jackson,
he must have been holding that for a
Michael
long
Jackson
time.
Michael Jackson has been having sex
Mad
supposedly
TV?
Since before condoms. Every Jackson has a baby but him. His dick don't work?
No, listen.
Huh? Guys. He can't skeet?
Here we go. There's no
skin.
This is the same nigga that made me defend a black and white dick. I'm not gonna do that. This even the black and white dick.
Janet Jackson has kids. Okay.
This guy's good at what he does. He's good. I'm not gonna let you take me there because I'm sweating, I'm drunk, I'm gonna go on a fucking coke filled rage. And niggas gonna say I'm on drugs.
I didn't want to come here. You brought us here. But now that we're here, we have to admit the similarities that his compulsion could not keep him away from
There's
children.
No similarities.
Even when he knew it was in bad business to be surrounded by children, I think is evidence that he has a problem.
No, Michael Jackson's problem is that he did not like to say no. Just like Lil Wayne, just like anybody who has a fucking...
Nor would he accept no for an answer.
So
it's all a problem.
He was pretending to be mentally challenged?
No, he was not. What I'm saying is because he was so powerful, when people that love him, like his brothers would be like, yo, nigga... Don't do this, don't do that. He was like, the fuck are you? I'm just going to cut you off. If you tell me the word no, that's why he died.
So he was
People
smart
were telling
enough.
Him, you should not let this doctor inject you with this propofol. It could kill you. You're not in surgery. Nigga, I ain't trying to hear that. My back is fucking killing me. That's the only thing that can let me sleep at night. Fuck that. Give me the shot. If you tell me no, you're out of my life.
Let me ask you a question.
Who, she's out of my life.
Who was behind Pepsi?
Who's behind Pepsi? I think it was Epic that was behind Pepsi.
And you know, it's a very interesting fact about Pepsi.
And they burnt that nigga's hair. He got addicted to pills for the pain. You guys saw the TikTok that's going around with the hold eyes in his head, in the middle of his head?
Yeah.
The nigga, dog.
They cloned
it's
him.
It's a rabbit hole, man. He ain't cloning shit,
that
nigga.
That nigga died at the Pepsi
No,
accident.
He didn't die.
They cloned him.
He didn't die.
This thing that we think is Michael Jackson after the Pepsi accident, bro, who knows?
He was malfunctioning.
No, the thing that you think is Michael Jackson after Billie Jean is not Michael Jackson. Once Thriller got out of here, he became a different person.
The clones, nigga.
It's not a clone. It's just that when you reach a certain level of success, dog,
they gotta clone
he got to
you.
A point where no black man has ever seen in entertainment ever.
And you think they didn't clone him?
They didn't clone him, bro. Okay. They did not clone him. I'm telling you, they cloned him.
He got somewhere nobody ever been, and they didn't clone him.
So I wanted to mention a couple of jokes that went unnoticed. When you mentioned that you were for Mike, this guy over here, Chris, the vegan trap lord, he mentioned saying, first of all, I could never be for Mike because I'm too old. You get it? You get it?
You gave me that one still.
And then when you said that there's only one Mike, underneath my breath, I said, damn, Ricky and Nas have one thing in common. All they need is one Mike.
That's funny.
All I'm saying is when you niggas can produce a kid that's actually been sexually abused, let me know.
I don't want to.
You won't. And not that you don't. Not that you don't want to. You can't. You physically cannot. You will never.
I legit don't want to scour the world.
Yo, they come. Yo, Martin. They coming out and they coming out with whole documentary of niggas from the 40s that was abusing women. Michael Jackson was around in the 80s, the 70s, the 60s, the 90s. Nothing. You can't find shit.
I'm going to Kansas City.
Kansas City, here I come. Can't find it. All we got is Cat William jokes.
I'm going to
that niggas thought was funny when they were 16. Fuck out of here, niggas. Hey. Grow a fucking brain for your fucking self.
Hard
the
pivot.
Fuck out of here.
Hard pivot.
Ain't no fucking hard pivot, nigga. Hard moonwalk, nigga. Do that shit, so fucking good. Bitches. All you niggas, you fucking followers, you fucking creeds, nigga. You motherless fucks. Creed. That's what you are. You motherless fucks. That's it. Period. Point blank. Niggas a musical genius, a black genius, and you're trying to tear them down because you're fucking whitewashed. So fuck you. The fuck out of here with your fucking jokes, nigga.
He was a black genius.
You know what I'm saying?
He's also a white genius.
Nah, he's a fucking universal genius, nigga. Fuck out of here.
That's true.
Who's your fucking favorite? Beyonce? Fuck? Prince? Fuck? Jay-Z? The fuck? In your case, nigga, Meek Mill? You can't fucking talk to me, Meek Mill. Fuck out of here.
Where's your Take a Lazy shirt?
That nigga love humanity A+.
Fuck out of here. Anybody who got a fucking goat, come holler at me.
A+. Mike loved humanity so much he decided to be every shade.
That's crazy.
Hilarious.
Mad TV. Niggas grew up watching Mad TV. Live in color, bro. That's what it was.
Got a license.
What do you think is that now?
I'm telling you, that nigga has been harboring this shit for
a
minute,
dog. Dark skin friend look.
Put respect on Michael Jackson. It's Black History Month. You niggas disrespect. Come on, man.
I just said I got a dark skin friend look like Michael Jackson.
Nigga, you ain't got shit a lot of Michael Jackson. Fuck out of here.
I do. Yes, I do.
Fuck you talking about, nigga. Put some fucking respect on Michael's name. Because all you niggas will, hey, P-Y-T, come on, P-Y-T, I love you.
You're doing it
fuck
again.
Fuck out of here,
stop
nigga.
Stop that. That's going to be offensive to people.
It's plenty for the fucking shit, nigga.
Have you guys been seeing this AI shit?
You know, I've been thinking about we should.
We're done. No, we're done.
We should log into that shit.
We're done.
And ask it to build the NW episode see what it
why
comes
why do you
up
think
with,
that's
bro.
Okay? Nigga, I would be, I'm scared.
Why? This shit been out, nigga.
No, Chat GPT.
They just gave it to the public.
This shit is scary, bro.
Been existed.
This shit is scary to me.
All right. Watch this. I'm going to show you something crazy.
All these movies is coming to truth.
Listen, I'm going to show you something crazy.
This shit is scary as fuck.
You see how they do all of these like FEMA exercises and it's like almost like they can predict certain catastrophes, right?
Mm-hmm.
Nigga, where the fuck you think all that shit been coming from, bro?
Okay. I understand what you're saying, but you're too comfortable right now asking for it to re. Why aren't you scared?
I ain't gonna lie to you. The type of household that I grew up in.
That's gonna happen when iRobot comes to life?
this shit has been this has been a topic of conversation since I was like fucking 14.
You been ready for this shit.
Like, I've been telling niggas this shit was coming.
Dog, yo, this is fucking scary, dog.
Y'all niggas think
I don't take this shit for a joke. Me personally, thank you, brother. I don't take this shit for a joke, man. Bless. Yeah, I don't take this shit for a fucking joke, man.
Life is not a joke, fellas. And at this point in the podcast, I just want to propose a toast. Everybody grab your cups.
What episode we at right now? Should this be like 180 or something?
Nah. It's getting close, though.
We're getting close.
Yeah, it's real close.
What we going to do for the big 200?
Before the 200, we having a live show, by the way. So
maybe the live show is the 200th episode. Who knows? You got to listen to a few more episodes to find out.
It's been a while, man. The people been asking, so we're going to do a live show, man. I think this time we're going to do a little more.
It's going to be a little bit more pizzazz to it.
Yeah, whatever. But yeah, we're doing a live show. But yeah, man, like, salute to y'all boys, man.
I cut in on your shit. Go ahead, bro.
Yeah.
Salute to each of y'all individually, man. Salute to us as a group. Salute to all the supporters. You know what I'm saying? Shout out to you guys, the viewers, the listeners, the motherfuckers who share the whatever social medias that we're allowed on right now. If you share in the post, we appreciate you.
I do have to say that. Like, you know, with the whole Takeoff dying and shit like that, I do have this to say. Fellas, I'm going to say it on air. If I die unexpectedly, right? Two wishes. Don't stop the podcast. And make sure my kids are good.
All right. I got you on your children. The podcast absolutely stops.
I don't agree
with
that.
There's no way. Like, jokingly, nigga, we can sit here and, oh, Ricky's at home or Ricky's via Wi-Fi. But who the fuck wants to listen to three sad ass niggas, bro?
I have a different request. I want you guys to record the last episode on my grave. That's what I want. I want you guys to put a table. I want you guys to put a table right on my grave.
You see how his mind works?
Okay. And I want the last episode to be literally on my grave.
Hey, every second.
Have you ever? Hold on.
Every second I'm pouring one out for the homies.
I got a question. Have you ever considered if, you know, the woman that you're ever dating, right? How hard of a task that is? Because look what you're telling your niggas.
You don't really need her. Like, you don't really need her there. Like, the day they put the grass on my shit, go back out there. They don't have to be immediately then. That's you know what I mean? Because to ask somebody who's grieving is crazy. You know what I mean? True. But like,
now, that's the thing, you don't ask permission.
But in 2 months, just go. What she's gonna do? Yeah. Guard it. Yeah, you know what I mean? Yeah. Go out there, have the pod, man.
So would you want the pod to go on without you? I don't think I could do it. But if one of you guys go, it's just me.
I can't pod.
But for me, I would want it to go.
It'd have to be some shit where like Maya say, don't stop. I'd be like, oh, God.
Nah, man. I ain't gonna lie.
Oh, God. Fuck. Hey,
bro, hell would want to
after what I fucking heard? Nigga, after what I've heard? No.
I'm grieving. I'm grieving for months, maybe even years at a time.
Go, nigga.
Who wants to listen to that?
You know what I think about a lot?
You're disrespecting my wishes. Go, nigga.
I think about the guest list at my funeral a lot. Because niggas fake, man. And it's just...
I ain't gonna lie.
I really hope the niggas that I fuck with know.
No, nigga.
Before the niggas that I don't fuck with.
We taking a cold. I am gonna go grab Minus. I'm gonna grab LJ. I'm gonna grab Deadman. I'm be like, yo,
if y'all let's make this shit happen. Niggas,
yeah. Whatever y'all niggas don't recognize on that end, I'm gonna grab Success.
No.
For nigga. Whatever y'all don't recognize on that end, I'm gonna do what we can on this end, but
listen, I fuck with everybody you probably ever met, nigga.
And my
fucking shutdown is gonna be OJ, Minus, and I use Deadman because Deadman seems to know a lot of niggas that you used to know.
No, he's done a lot of story.
I have known Deadman since the 7th grade.
That's a long
if
time.
If you three,
Plus don't fuck with people.
Right. If you three don't recognize right.
Plus do not fuck
up,
with people, bro.
They can't get in. They have to pass Deadman. 3 facial recognitions, and then they can get in. That's it. That's the only people allowed.
Yo,
bro.
Most people's stories with Plus is a meeting they've had with him, or it's not very much because Plus don't fuck with people like that.
Social media.
He don't fuck with niggas like that, especially niggas.
Deadman, in the 7th grade, he got his appendix removed, and he died on the table for 3 minutes. No. Okay.
During, is that why he's
during,
called Dead?
During that time.
Is that why y'all call him Dead Man?
For during him? That time.
Dead ass.
The Undertaker was going through his Dead Man phase. Right? Remember they call him? He's yes. called Dead Man Walking?
Dead Man Walking.
So Dead Man came to school, black as fuck. Two niggas, yeah, B. Nigga died this weekend, B.
The name of this episode is Dead Man.
Oh, like, shit. It's Dead Man. Nigga, you Dead Man. And he has been Dead Man to everybody. Since we're seventh grade.
Nigga, we be on places to play with this nigga as Dead Man.
Everybody has been calling him Dead Man since we were 12.
I always wanted to know the background story.
Teachers, my mom called him Dead Man.
All right, man.
My mother. Yo,
this episode is called Dead Man. This episode is Dead Man.
Hey, shut up, my dog, man.
Yo, play that Rihanna song. What's that shit called? I just shot a man dead. That's.
No. No,
that's the song of the week.
Don't tell me that again.
Wait.
Do you know how long I've been wanting to know this
it's
story?
It's such a tough background. Nickname. You think it's just Undertaker. His
the
appendix.
Reason why I've never asked him on a podcast is because I remember when Hassan first pulled up and the gunmen showed up behind him. Yeah. So I realized, I said, yo, any nigga that Plus bring here, they on some other shit.
Yeah. No,
so I'm not going to ask this nigga on here. Dead nigga, man. We playing 2K with this nigga in Vice City. And this nigga's a...
He died on the table. And Dead Man. Because he died. He came back. He came back.
That's your real homeboy. That's your fucking homeboy.
I've always wanted to know.
Like, literally,
I didn't think that.
It'd be so weird about Dead Man because for years, his nickname is Dead. We walk around calling like a nigga Dead. People be like, what the fuck are you calling him?
All right, check me out.
Like, yo, Dead.
Check me out.
Me.
Whole time. Right? I swore the nigga name had to be like Deadman. Or
I thought it was Deadman.
His name is Mark.
All right, man.
Hey, Dead name is Mark. He's a chef, so he's Chef Mark. You know what I'm saying? But that's Dead, bro.
That makes sense because his my player's name is Marky Mark.
Listen, yeah.
I thought it was an ode to Marky Mark.
His real name is Mark.
Listen, bro. No, but like he also has that other username too, Deadman.
Yes.
So like
Chef Dead, nigga.
That nigga has owned that shit.
Bro, I'm telling you, forever he's been dead. Like he's been dead as long as I've been Plus. I got Plus the same year he got Dead. It's been that long.
Dude.
Yo,
shout out to my nigga,
man, bro. Shout out Dead, man.
Yeah, I'm dead over here. Nigga, I'm dead, man.
Shout out Dev, bro.
Yeah, Dev, bro.
What the fuck is this fucking shit?
It's that gas.
God damn.
You fucking the goddamn burner. Look at him.
Look how he fucking bit the joint out of shape.
Damn. I'm the fucking dead man.
And how many times y'all hear me telling this nigga, stop squeezing the goddamn joint so
squeezing
fucking hard,
the
man.
Fuck out of
I didn't squeeze
it.
You're literally squeezing the life out of the joint, bro.
I ain't squeeze shit. You guys squeeze a lot on the podcast when you guys fucking falsely accuse Michael Jackson. That's what the fuck. You niggas want to talk about squeezing?
How did he get back here?
You guys are foul, squeezing the life out of the fucking
reach
podcast.
Reaching foul, double zero.
Fuck out of here.
Come on, man.
Fuck, niggas.
Get off his nuts, bro. We done with Mike, man.
You guys
get off
fucking
his dick.
Bring up Dead Man. Think I forgot about the ultimate Dead Man.
Get off his
fuck
little
that.
Glittery dick, man.
Fuck that.
Get
I fucking remember. Nigga, fuck you niggas, man.
What about Ultimate Dead Man? Ultimate Dead Man?
Respect that nigga, man.
You got to put a zombified Ultimate Warrior.
Ultimate Dead Man is crazy.
Ultimate Dead Man.
Respect that nigga, man.
Oh,
hey, Michael Jackson, I love you with everything inside of me, bro.
He can't
I love
hear you.
You with everything inside
he
of me, man.
Can't fucking hear you.
I will fucking make sure he's nobody talk
hear,
crazy on your name, Mike.
This,
thank you for everything, man.
Bro,
without
not,
you, there's no NWO part.
He didn't hear none
this
of that.
Turban wearing fuck. This joke telling motherfucker.
You relax,
this engineering motherfucker. Fuck these niggas, man.
You relax.
They some fucking sometime ass niggas because they still jam a Thriller and Off the Wall and Bad and Damn. All these niggas.
I can't be a sometime nigga, man.
Shit.
I'm on the game.
Boy, listen.
I'm in the
Chocolate
game.
Factory, nigga. Boy,
it's not coming out of my Serato.
No, it's not.
It ain't coming out of my Serato. Step in the Name of Love is never coming out of my Serato.
Keep that nigga. I'm
keeping
my music.
Robert belongs in jail.
Yeah, keep
he
him.
He belongs to
Joe. He does.
Keep him, but I'm keeping
I've been
music.
Asking for years.
I paid for
you
the music. I'm keeping
the music
that.
From the artist.
I paid
personally,
for it, nigga. It's separated
like,
once
what?
I buy it. It's mine.
I watched the group perform live, Ignition, not too long ago, like a couple of days ago. And dog, we're really at a place to where, like, I started to clutch my pearls. I'm like, why are they performing this? This song?
It's different, man.
But the shit is still gold.
Let me tell you something. Doja Cat, I hate personally. I think she's a terrible person, a racist, and she hates herself. But is the music jamming?
It's amazing.
Am I going to play the music?
You are.
Am I going to play because it's heat?
You are.
I think Nicki Minaj is a hateful old woman. But does she have some things that go? You know, of course.
I posed a question on Twitter, and I got I got killed on Twitter. I started Twitter by saying, you bitches got so much to say about niggas that are accused for their music, yet you go and wait in line for Chris Brown's music, and he beat the fuck out of Rihanna.
Hey, come on, man. Let's forgive Chris Brown.
Wait,
bro.
No. Let me tell you something.
Statue of limitations.
What do we say? What do we...
Because if I go crazy, you niggas go crazy.
Wait one second. Did you guys see Blueface?
What you mean?
Tell Chris Brown that he beat the wrong bitch.
You ready to talk?
Yes. You see? Now, listen.
Let me take off my shirt.
Okay. Before we continue, I want to. This is a room.
Hold on. Let me time it. Hold on.
There we go. This is some heat.
This is a. I'm going to kill a momentum right here. I'm going to kill
him. Blueface, bro.
I saw it. I'm going to kill a momentum right here. Do you niggas want to be them niggas that should not have a podcast? Before you answer.
No. But this is the
because
thing.
No one's condoning any of it.
I'm not saying it's crazy.
I'm not saying what he did. Whatever forgiveness is there, it's between him and Rihanna to have, bro. It ain't got nothing to do with me. What I'm saying as an audience,
just remember, anything you say can go as condoning.
Hey, listen, if you listening to this podcast, nigga, and I say some shit that you feel like you want to stitch and spin, do that, you dumbass nigga. I don't give a fuck about you.
As Chris Brown, it has to be a mind fuck.
It has to be mind
where fuck. You beat this woman once, and once allegedly. I don't know their business. And you have to pay the price for it.
Still. For the rest of your life.
Niggas forget Solange with no problem.
Blueface beat this bitch every other day. Sometimes he records it. We still have no video evidence.
They're using it as entertainment.
He has a whole TV show about it.
How about I say they're using it as literal entertainment?
A whole TV show.
Hey, you know what?
A whole TV show.
The biggest
issue. So Zeus, you deserve
Zeus.
Every fart. Every hey, fart.
Zeus.
The biggest word. They know because people are buying it. They're buying this black trauma.
Because they already traumatized tuning in.
The issue is we view Blueface and the Krishan as having a fight, and we view Rihanna as getting beat. But there's just no beating a woman like that.
Mm-mm.
And what's the one difference between those two scenarios? There was no fucking camera footage. nothing for people to laugh at.
Bro.
But y'all laugh at that other shit.
Rihanna's fucking face.
The police evidence of the situation makes the situation exasperate. Like,
I got off the Chris Brown train
immediately
when he bit her.
That's crazy.
That's craziness. The minute TMZ posted her face, I was like, bro, I'm done. Chris Brown is out of here.
She had two lumps
as a light skinned
person. Bro.
I could push you too hard, and you could be brown, purple, and blue. But when you bit her, that means you were on a fucking rampage. You wanted to hurt her with every limb you have.
You were trying
to
get her off of you.
There was not one, but two lumps on her forehead.
I'm sure she didn't just lay down and take that.
Because biting is crazy.
I don't know.
Biting is flailing.
You bite when you literally have nothing else. Like, you're too close for me to swing.
All of it is crazy.
I can't push. Hey, listen, I'm not condoning nothing that happened between Rihanna and Chris Brown.
It sounds like you are.
What I am saying is... Unless Rihanna is still upset with that nigga, to my recollection, I've seen Rihanna with that nigga after the fact. I don't know what you want to call it. I don't have enough energy in my heart to hold a burden so heavy that the person who it actually happened to is refusing to hold it anymore. I'm sorry to anybody out there who wants to stitch and spin, suck a dick.
So here's what I'm going to say. Blueface
and goddamn, what's her name again? Krishan. They need help.
No, they need to be separated.
They need help, bro.
So they can go beat other people? No.
They need
help. They belong together.
The first step is separation, bro. No, bro. They do not belong together. That's toxic as fuck.
They need help.
What's -1 + -1? Exactly. That's what that needs to be.
Not for real. What is that?
That's a Chris question.
I'm serious. Yeah. I'm dead ass. What is that?
It is whatever you want it to be.
I felt nervous. What the fuck you mean?
I made -1 × -1. That's what I meant.
I don't give a fuck. I still don't know that shit, nigga.
I still wouldn't know the answer to that question as well. I don't.
It could be whatever you want it to be, bro.
-1 + -1.
Young Collins wore in the cut. Young Collins in the cut.
I'm about to say, I'm in a room full of college niggas. I'm in a room full of niggas with degrees. And y'all asking me?
You know how easy it is to get a degree?
You here with a dropout, first of all. First of all, I'm like Yeezy.
Right there with you.
They got a year out of me.
Shout out to all the niggas that dropped out, man.
You know how easy it is to get a college degree? You got to pay St. Marie right down the street. $180. You saw this going crazy.
I can't believe you're going to nursing school.
I can't believe.
You missed the lick. You missed the lick.
Shout out.
You missed the lick.
Wait, you know
I'm Haitian. I know somebody.
He came in so proud. He said, "Ricky's in nursing school." I said, "Nah." He said, "I'm about to take the NCLEX."
That nigga said, "You lost, nigga."
Hey, no, I paid $180.
Give me 80.
And I'm giving medication.
Give me 80 bucks. I get you all the answers right now to the NCLEX.
Hey, okay, that
80
nigga.
Bucks, all the answers to your test. Let me know.
That nigga said,
"Go give me a full tank of gas. I got you."
That nigga said, "Hey, Ricky, how's nursing school going?"
Going.
Nigga gone. It went.
It's going.
No, that should have been Patreon.
Y'all niggas should have, like, did y'all niggas take notice of how much disappointment was in his face when you told him you gave
that
shit
time?
Up?
Which time? You know what, son? How many times he been disappointed with us tonight? How many times he been disappointed? He's 25. Like, how many times he been disappointed with us?
Does your older
his
sister,
hero let him down, bro?
Does she listen to this podcast, bro? Does she listen to this podcast?
Only when I'm listening.
Make sure you don't listen.
Don't listen to this one. We about to go crazy.
I'm about to tell you. He's trying to break up with his old lady to get all this fresh nurse pussy. You see him? He's a scumbag. Because he knows.
Let me tell you guys.
Once he graduates, it's nothing but Haitians and Jamaicans with BBLs. That's where they're. That's the working hospital.
Guys, let me tell you guys.
Look at him stretching.
Look at him stretching. He's 25.
Son of a bitch.
And he's in great shape. Let me tell you guys something. I was in nursing school, right? My entire nursing, not my class, my entire nursing graduating, like the actual class, there was 3 men, 89 girls. There was 92 of us.
I'm the only boy.
You're the only boy. Okay. So now, that's one caveat. He said caveat. Of the 89 women, 90% of them are Jamaican and Haitian. The other 10% are white or whatever, or Spanish.
Two traveling nurses in one home. Two PAs in one home. You niggas can buy property, man.
70% of that okay, listen. 70% of that already bought it to the gods. The other 20% are not bought it to the gods. All of them got situations going because they're older. They got situations going on at home.
They are. I know that.
We've been to Columbia. They're Columbia waiting to happen. Without the funds. The funds are coming in a few months. Mm-hmm. And God, do they go crazy. When I look at my class, because we're still friends, they going crazy. And whatever the roster was prior to nursing school, tax brackets don't change. The roster's different now. All you little niggas, see ya.
Hey.
Get out of here.
What I will say.
It's going to happen for you too.
Hard pivot, but what I will say is, while you're
25?
While you're wrapping up school, right, while you're finishing, make sure
shit on everybody.
That you're looking at all of your classmates to see if one of them could be your wife. Because I'm telling you, once you leave, the streets are scary. From what I'm understanding, the success stories, the older you get when you meet that motherfucker, the more tragic it is. Yeah. I'm seeing motherfuckers getting their shit early 20s, high school, college. Lock your shit up.
You in study groups?
Is that somebody smart and fine?
So the study groups, the different study groups that you were in from nursing one, nursing two, nursing three, those are even for next prep, just keep them around because it gets different from 25 to 29. They get different.
Fuck that. Hispanics have all the answers to the tests. make allies out of them. Yeah. Yeah. Because I don't know if you noticed, their group pass every test.
Yeah,
even if they don't have a handle on the language.
But those Jamaican and those Haitian, those Bahamians.
They're studying. Losers. They're studying. Fuck that. Fuck that. Hang around the motherfuckers
them,
who.
Them the ones when they become sharp noses. Oh, God. It's the time.
Then
oh, boy, you wish. You wish. Because you don't look for today. Look for 29. Look for 25.
With everybody.
Look for 25. Look for 29.
Because the Hispanics will get you, will help you get through school.
The Hispanics will get you a license.
The Haitians will get you jobs.
But look for the one that's going to raise your kids, you know, and get you jobs.
Why are you guys like this?
Why are you like this? You're 6'3", 240 pounds. You're in nursing school. Why are you like this? You're a cheat code. It's a moral. And you got good dreads. You got all your dreads. They're intact.
Every one of them.
You're a fucking cheat code.
Every one of them.
Come on, bro.
Oh, my God. They got him.
They got him.
He took his oath.
No.
When they
send me the CD for my interviews, they ask on it just like that. But trust and believe me.
No.
You're going to get a coup de poing. You're going to get a fist to the mouth. And then you're going to go right back to where you belong. But yeah, that sounds good. You're going to get you a job. But man.
Coup de poing.
A coup de poing.
Coup de poing.
It hurts too. It's not a good feeling, man.
Coup de poing.
Go back to episode 99. I saw it just like you.
That's the equivalent to a clot. Like
yeah. That's a clot. That is a clot.
That is a clot. You give me a coup de poing.
There's clot and coup de poing. If your nigga say coup de poing, nigga, just, oh shit, what?
Do they typically follow the clot with a sound effect? Because niggas say, malo coup de poing.
Whoa! They're going to tell you, like, I could have given you one. But if I did, here's what it would have sounded like.
Boof.
Yeah.
Give him a clot.
Boof.
You know what I'm saying?
Boof him up. Yeah. That's literally.
Yo, have you niggas ever seen Rashid Thurman Carpenter Dead shit, man?
Rashid Thurman Carpenter. Nah, I haven't seen.
Who is Rashid Thurman again?
So he's a comedian from Brooklyn who passed away,
bro.
Recently? Or
he was doing a bit. He was saying how Jamaicans never know
upstairs.
The name of their coworkers. They know what he do. He was like it could be a nigga named Dave, but they don't know Dave. Like Dave fuck around and die. You go tell the Jamaican man that Dave died, and the Jamaican man keep working. No, I'm sorry, I don't know Dave.
I don't know Dave.
And he was like, bro, Dave the carpenter. He's like, bloody carpenter dead. You said Dave. You don't know Dave. Dog, the shit is an amazing bit. Bro.
Amazing bit.
The nigga cooked 5 minutes. He cooked.
Nah, his whole stand-up routine was crazy, going back to comedy.
I hate that. These niggas blow up after they dead.
Yeah.
Everybody, Kelly Holcomb's died one.
No, he's still alive.
What's the nigga now? Is it Bruce?
Patrice. They wouldn't give it to him when he was alive.
Now? Oh, my God. He's a legend now.
Patrice O'Neal.
They wouldn't give it to him.
Remember how hard Nick was going from when he was alive? Like, Nick was like, that was his death. You get nobody's over Patrice O'Neal for Nick. But it's like, now that he's dead, everybody's praising him. I hate that.
If they gave that nigga the credit he deserved, you talking about Robin Williams? You talking about Eddie Murphy, nigga? That nigga would have been up there. They didn't want that nigga up there.
You know a take that I have, everybody.
The people chose him. There
was a comedian several years ago who got in trouble. Like he got canceled. Actually got canceled because he was stealing all of
Patrice O'Neal's. I remember that.
Stealing all his jokes.
Hot like fire or some
hot
shit.
Like
or
something. Yeah.
Got him out of here.
They got his ass
but
out of here.
Dare I say it, I still believe Eddie Murphy does not get the credit he deserves.
He's the GOAT, though. He's the best one. It's just that, like...
Him and Richard Pryor, for me.
Eddie Murphy gets his credit the same way Kareem Abdul-Jabbar gets his credit as being the GOAT.
Nope. I don't think so.
Yes.
I don't think so.
In conversation, niggas will recognize Kareem the same way.
It's just that, like,
bro.
Eddie Murphy, like Kareem, isn't in the game no more.
No.
We talk about LeBron and Kevin Hart. That's what we talk about.
Exactly.
That's not true because... A lot of the niggas that you're having these conversations with never even seen Eddie Murphy shit.
Nah,
it's only Kevin Hart. That's it.
No.
Only Kevin Hart exists for a month. If you have a, if
but
you
you're talking about talking to younger niggas. I'm talking about talking to a wide, like a wider audience.
A lot of our peers still bro, view.
Niggas know Eddie Murphy. The young niggas know Eddie Murphy, man.
If you let me finish, I will tell you why I'm saying what I'm saying. A lot of our peers, their Eddie Murphy like influence is Nutty Professor and After, Dr. Doolittle type shit. They don't even see him in that vein. They don't. A lot of our peers don't see Eddie Murphy how we see him. Because we saw, we
our peers?
I'm telling you that.
No,
bro. The niggas that you're talking about don't know Eddie Murphy at all.
No, bro. Hell no. My young niggas know Eddie Murphy.
You give niggas a lot of, you give the internet generation a lot of credit, bro.
They know Donkey.
I'm telling you.
My young niggas know Eddie Murphy.
They know Donkey.
I don't care
how your niggas are three niggas.
I don't care how you want to say they know Eddie Murphy.
Right.
They fucking know Eddie Murphy, nigga.
So going.
The convert fucking station
well, let me ask you
is
this.
These niggas don't know Eddie Murphy. They fucking know him.
The conversation we're talking comedy. I'm talking about comedy.
Let me ask you a question.
Donkey's funny as hell.
Wait. If you know Snoop from the show with him and Martha Stewart, do you really know Snoop?
A Snoop Dogg nigga. Please.
You know what I'm saying?
I will fucking fry your ass in your restaurant.
If you know Snoop from like the
shit
he did with Martha.
You give these
niggas
too much
credit. Do you really know Snoop?
Heat up the grease so we can fry him, okay?
Stop it.
If you was to say...
You give a kid too much credit, bro.
Heat up the grease.
Not that I know... If I fuck with Snoop off of what I seen him do with Martha Stewart, if I could fuck with you...
You fuck with you?
Hell yeah.
Okay, so now he gonna move the goalposts. He gonna move the goalposts like he always do.
That's what it's there for.
Fuck that, nigga.
This nigga's a menace.
Everybody else moving.
He's a mastermind.
He's a fucking menace.
He's a mastermind, this guy.
What? The goalpost is there to be moved.
That's not
that's
true.
Why the white people move it.
Nah.
That's why the niggas move it.
Nah.
That's why the Caribbean niggas move it. That's why the Middle Eastern, all the niggas move it.
We're having a direct conversation. We're having a direct conversation. If you have a conversation fucking today with anybody, they're gonna fucking go with Kevin Hart. To them, it's just Kevin Hart. There's not even anybody close. There's niggas older than us saying that Martin Lawrence is not a superstar. No.
You bullshit.
You put that
bullshit.
Shit in the group.
You.
I saw
the Joe Budden podcast. They talked for an hour and they gave. They sat there. They're older than us talking about Martin Lawrence is not a superstar and gave reasons as to why they believe that.
Wait, who's not a superstar?
You niggas, come on, man.
Everybody wait. Everyone
He's talking to me about young kids, how they feel about
everyone
Eddie.
Wait. Because it really depends on whether or not you think...
You ain't going to compare Eddie Murphy to Martin Lawrence.
I'm not doing that.
Do you guys think once
you sound
a superstar...
You like these niggas, man.
Always a superstar? Yeah.
No, I don't believe that. I don't believe it, but at the same time...
You have to continue to be a superstar.
So then if that's the case, then Martin isn't.
My nigga, raise your hand if you fucking remember when Martin came the fuck back outside.
You guys are fucking...
That nigga just got back outside five fucking years ago.
I'm sorry.
No.
So Kobe Bryant's a piece of shit. Fuck that nigga.
All right. Now
fuck that nigga.
Now you want to make
so
me mad.
So fuck that nigga. What the fuck kind of shit is this, bro? What the fuck are you niggas talking about? It was a superstar. Get the fuck out of here. At 60, he was supposed to be fucking Martin Lawrence? Are we serious? Come on, nigga. Are we standing up in podcast in 2023? We was in 2019? Stop fucking being dumb, nigga.
So then you're saying.
Get the fuck out of here.
Once a star, always a star.
No, I'm saying, nigga, acknowledging niggas' accomplishments. He's Martin fucking Lawrence for a fucking reason.
He is.
What the fuck? I'm not saying he's Martin Lawrence in 2023 than he was in 1997. Come on, nigga.
But like,
fuck out with that. That's weak.
But
come to me, let's talk, nigga.
We have this talk about rap all the time. There's a difference between hot and legendary.
Ja Rule is that nigga.
All right.
DMX is that nigga.
Hey, I'm out. Ja Rule is that nigga. That's what this podcast is now. Stop the fuckery.
You're anti-Ja?
So the nigga didn't have a run. No, the nigga didn't do nothing. All right? Because he's not nothing in 2023. And I hate that. I hate that. Dog, that's the quickest way. To,
come
I hate
on, man.
That shit. He's nothing in 2023. Bro. It's okay and cool to say that. But
all
he didn't
I'm
have
saying,
a run from 99 to 2004 no. that changed the game. It means,
Martin,
it means nothing today, right?
Martin went through what he went through. In my eyes, he's still a superstar because of his impact on the game prior to him going through what he had
so
gone
don't
through.
Don't go to Ricky's for comparing Martin to Eddie. I can't compare nobody to Eddie. So fuck that nigga Kevin Hart. Fuck anybody else. What I'm saying to you is, it is crazy when niggas say the shit they say to me. If I talk to a nigga about comedy, you can't talk to me about comedy if you don't mention the greats too. I know you're a young nigga, but so then I can't talk to you then. What I'm saying to you, I'm talking about greats, I'm talking about music, I'm talking about sports, talk to me about the greats. That's how I measure this shit. I don't measure shit off of what niggas is laughing at on TikTok in 2023. That's bullshit to me.
And Eddie Murphy being one of the greats, the young niggas know who he is, dog.
That's an assumption because you no, talked to two not. Niggas that told you they know who he is. I'm telling you, they don't. They don't. They know who he is, but they don't acknowledge him with Kevin. They don't. The shit he did in Leather Shoes meant nothing to him, which is a bullshit.
Bro.
This is my conversation to you.
And to that, I fucking ask you, what does the opinion on comedy of a 23-year-old nigga fucking matter, nigga?
It matters to you. You just brought the fuck shit
it
up.
Don't. It don't matter to you. I'm just telling you, even if they don't think he's the GOAT, they know that nigga.
Any nigga that took to me, any nigga that says that Kevin Hart belongs in the conversation, I should not be talking to them. That's me.
Bro, if that's all that's they fucking me. Know, that's all they know. That it doesn't. If
I
they
don't
think
need
Kevin
to
Hart,
talk. I don't want to talk to you. You a young nigga. All
right. I know Eddie Murphy. Not
okay.
From Dr. Google. From the fucking Jerry Curl here in the nice fucking pink silk suits walking on stage. That's
okay.
Eddie Murphy.
Okay.
Because them niggas funny as fuck.
Okay.
For real.
So then that's the nigga I can have a conversation with. I have a jump talk conversation with. If niggas come to me start talking about Country Wayne and Drewski, I don't want to talk to you.
That's crazy.
I don't want to talk to
Drewski's
you.
Drewski's funny
they're,
as hell.
They're hilarious.
Drewski's literally the funniest nigga
they're
on
hilarious.
The fucking
but
planet.
But I am
right
not
now.
Talking to you. When I'm having a goat talk, I'm not talking to you niggas. I can go in there and go viral and go crazy for 3 days, 3 months.
Bro.
I can. I'm not talking to you little niggas, man. I'm not. I'm sorry. I might sound like the old nigga. I might sound like the old nigga at the barbershop, wow. And I'm okay with that. Easy, I'm okay bro. With being an old nigga at the barbershop. But I'm not having that conversation. I'm just not. Rap, pop, sports, comedy, entertainment, whatever the fuck you want to do. I'm not a prisoner of the moment type nigga, bro. Like, that's what this generation is. She went viral yesterday. Mari can never do that. Nigga, what the fuck?
He literally can't.
The nigga.
Oh, my God.
Yo, cheer this up.
You, oh my yo, God. All right. I fuck with Martin. You think Martin could do what Drewski does,
listen
nigga?
Listen to what I'm saying. Can Drewski...
Are you out of your fucking mind?
Can Drewski have a national syndicated show
drunk?
On Fox for fucking 6
Probably
years?
Not. Probably not.
So what the fuck are you talking
but
to me
what
about?
Does that matter today?
You know what this is?
Come on, man.
This is niggas on crazy. ESPN comparing Jordan to Martin. It's not that Drewski couldn't. It's just that a show on Fox today is worthless. But it's like what we have to ask is what Drewski is doing now the equivalent to having a show on Fox that's syndicated.
Can Drewski have a nationally syndicated show?
He has a sold-out tour. Who gives a fuck?
That's happening. That's happening today.
It doesn't mean what it meant when Martin did it. Like, you don't give the biggest comedians a fucking sitcom. Like, the biggest comedians aren't coming from stand-up right now. The game has changed, my friend.
But that is not comedians. That nigga's not a comedian to me, bro. I'm sorry.
Okay, wait. Follow me here. Once upon a time, we consumed...
That's a nigga that's good at skits.
Once upon a time, we consumed things on the radio. Niggas did comedy tapes.
All right.
TV came out. Now there's comedy video. Right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay? Fucking phones are out now. Right. Now we consume all of our shit through phones.
Right.
So why is it insane that the shit would not be done through phones now? Because if those guys in the past, if Red Fox was a comedian for doing it on the radio, and Eddie's a comedian for doing it on TV, then why is Drewski not a comedian for doing it on the phone? 3 decades. Okay. 3 generations.
So, because I'm going to say that I love Drewski.
Brush the dust off this nigga, man.
I love Drewski. I can go on Instagram and laugh at Drewski. I follow him. I love his content.
That's what a comedian does. Like you know, it falls into different categories. If I'm making you laugh, though, now I'm a comedian.
It's just to me. But listen to me.
It's a genre of comedy.
But listen to me. Listen to me.
I'm a stand-up.
He's not a stand-up comedian.
Robin Williams is a comedian.
But this is what I'm saying.
Stand-up is
but this is what I'm saying. For me, I would go out of my house, pay money to go see Martin, Eddie, Plus, Chris Tucker, I would go out of my house, leave my children, go pay a ticket to go watch these niggas talk on the mic and pay
pause.
Notes.
Would you want to watch them
follow this nigga for 30 seconds for a 30 second?
Would you want to watch any of those niggas do anything online?
Yes, because I'm a fan of their shit.
Get the fuck out of here.
Because they can get me to leave my house.
Get the fuck out of here.
If a nigga can get me to leave my house and pay you money.
If you think that Martin Lawrence is funny on Instagram right now, you're fucking insane.
He may not be.
If you think his TikTok is hilarious, you're fucking insane. And sure,
you don't think it's a harder feat to. If I follow you just because you post a 30-second clip as opposed to going to watch you, you do both. Because you're making too much. You're two on the other side, nigga.
This is great. This is great
you're
because
on the other side, nigga.
I do those fucking videos.
You do both.
And I do those fucking jokes. And I,
great at both.
And I assure you, not one is easier than the other. They both suck dick equally. Just different things about them suck. They both require
talent.
No, it does. I swear to God. I swear to God. Creating a different video.
Bro, funny as fuck. You got me in 30 seconds. You got me. I'm sold.
Every video.
To get me an hour? To stay there and pay? To come and come pay you.
Let me tell you something. If you think.
That's not crazy.
Doing an hour of comedy on stage. It's harder.
It's harder. It's harder.
Than making a different video online every day.
No, I'm talking about the consumer.
You're out of
I'm not talking about you. I'm talking about the power to get somebody, the power to get somebody to leave their house, buy a ticket to your show, and sit there and watch you for an hour, as opposed to get me to in my car on my break to watch 15 seconds of you make a joke or
see,
say
okay.
something.
Interesting. Here's the magic.
As a consumer,
here's
telling.
Here's the magic trick now, because me personally, to this day, the only reason why motherfuckers even come out is because of the videos, right? And it's like, Martin did a show on TV that was free for people, right? It was free for everybody. But only a fraction came out to see him, but it was good. Drewski, right now, is doing content for free. But if a fraction come out to see him, which they do, because he's on a stand-up tour right now.
Or a big store.
So it's like, what I'm trying to get you to understand is, it's the same thing. It's just you old as fuck. You old as fuck. But it's the same thing. My son does not use the TV that we paid for.
Yeah.
It's a waste of time. When I was a kid, we fought to the TV to death.
That's
we
not
fought.
Where the shit is.
My kids
not where the entertainment is.
They care nothing about TV.
That's nowadays,
for me and my
they don't give a fuck about the TV.
Nothing.
They use it.
I be trying to get their entertainment. I be trying to force the TV on them.
They don't want nothing.
Go watch the goddamn TV.
Nope.
Their phone, a pad. Like
my daughters have a flat screen TV in their room, 40-inch each in their room.
Never on. Dust.
You know what they're on? Their phones and their iPads.
So it's like
the TV does nothing. And I play.
Hey. Motherfuckers turn the TV on for background noise.
I swear.
While they on the iPad.
You know, I told Malia.
Hey, Alexa, turn on rain sound.
You know, the other day, I told Malia, I said, go in your room, go watch TV. She said, no. I'll just turn on the lights in my room because I put the lights up in her room. Yeah. I'll turn the lights in my room and make my own aesthetic, and I'll have my iPad on my stand. Because she has her own channel.
Come on.
What did you just say to me?
Come on.
Fuck you, you old ass nigga.
They don't know what Cartoon Network is. They don't know what Nickelodeon is. That don't exist for them. It Man. Does not exist for them. You're going to realize how out of touch you are with what's going on when you have kids.
I'm drunk as fuck.
That can express themselves.
God damn.
I just wanted to have the comedy conversation, dog, because
spending money.
I know I'm old as fuck, but.
Fuck. God damn, man.
God damn.
Because when I see Drewski and I see
I'm
motherfucking.
But they're Country Wayne, Drewski, all them niggas funny.
What's up, nigga? Desi Banks?
Desi God Banks? Damn. Them niggas are funny.
Come on,
Desi's
man.
Funny as fuck, bro. A funny as fuck.
Desi is literally. There somewhere in me.
You know Country
Desi,
Wayne?
Nigga.
You know Country Wayne has the number one movie on Amazon right now?
Country Wayne is one of the funniest
he's
niggas
he's a
money breathing, factor. Nigga.
Again, but I'm not saying but that's the thing. That's that
but he actually travels between that fine line between being one of the new niggas.
He does
and being an
he's
old
the only one
nigga.
Of new niggas that does that. But again, I'm not saying I follow all these niggas. I don't know who they are. So I'm not an old nigga. Yeah. I'm just saying, when I'm having comedy conversations, bro, to me, certain niggas, don't touch them. We can have a conversation, but I feel like there's unicorns.
You gotta understand the niggas that we think is GOATs is greater than the GOATs that are right now, nigga.
But
you
also, think that. I don't think that.
That's the fact.
Two
what
things.
Do you mean?
We have to open up our scope of what we think comedy is. That's one. And two, you have to understand that your first time seeing Eddie, you were 5 or 6, which means like when my son see Drewski, that's what he see.
Nigga,
he see hit after hit.
About?
Because when I was 13, at that point, Eddie had dropped hit after fucking hit.
You know what made me realize that I'm old is because Reggie said to me, you go on the podcast. Reggie said this to me like 3 weeks ago. He said, yeah, I want you to understand your demographic. Because he said, I understand my demographic. Maybe you don't. He said, you go on your podcast, and the only thing you do is you go on and you say Michael Jackson, Eddie Murphy, Martin Lawrence, Michael Jordan. All old niggas. You disregard anyone who came after you. So you sound like, oh, no, good. Which I said, you know, I never thought. I'm on PlayStation playing this again. Madden, when he's saying this to me, I'm like, I didn't understand. I'm like, yo, okay, that was my childhood. True. But at the same time, I'm a fan of art in every facet. So I give all of these niggas a chance. So then I started to pose this question. So I went to pose this a plus. He posed this to me. He said, yo, can Martin do what Drewski does on Instagram today? Can't. So my answer to that is, did Martin reach a bigger demographic, a bigger audience on Fox, a white-owned, way to the left, you know what I'm saying, like type of audience, than Drewski can ever reach? No. Because Martin Lawrence to white people is not Martin Lawrence. That's Big Mama. Like, this nigga, like, I don't think people understand the reach that TV had in those times as opposed to Instagram. My mom is never going to see Drewski. My mom knows Shanae.
Why it look like y'all watch? Why it look like you looking at two niggas dancing compa? That's my question that I'm asking.
The comedy section is over.
So what you just tried to show? Because I ain't all right,
looking, I want to say something. I just want to say something.
Look like no, two no, niggas dancing compa.
I want to say something. I want to say this.
We here?
I want to say something. I just want to say this.
That's not a dance.
I want to say this.
Supposed to do together. I just want.
I know there are a lot of people that listen to this podcast. There are people who are straight. There are people who are bisexual, and there's people who are, you know, the
they have scrubbed the comments clean. Because there's no way there aren't angry Haitian men.
Why is it that if you know, there's people who are lesbian, there's people who are gay. I want to ask a question to everybody. Like, for me as a black man, why is it considered...
Where is the yak?
They said you had it.
I need it right now.
Yakety yak.
And don't come back. Ben, make sure you, please.
I need to roll another joint.
I want to know, like, why is it, like, a topic when a black man smokes hookah, or a black man does this, black man, it's considered a certain lifestyle.
Hey, bruh.
Like, Jonathan Majors right now is going to be a big-time black...
If you want to smoke hookah, Ricky, go ahead, man.
No. Jonathan Majors right now is about to be a big-time actor, as we all see that they're positioning him to be the next big black thing. And now
to replace Will Smith?
Yeah. He get him out of here anyways. But you're the only person here that gives a fuck. But they put him in an outfit that was considered flamboyant.
No. You see?
That outfit was not feminine.
Talk to these niggas.
Because what you guys don't know the context behind that. Album.
Exactly.
Because I saw it and I was just like, yo, I know what this is. But then somebody that don't know what was behind that outfit, yo, why they emasculating a black man? And I was just like, okay, now I'm stuck between.
So the man.
No, I'm being honest with you, bro.
Before you go to your next step, I'm going to let you cook, but I want to say this. Do you also think when 6.3 million people see it, that you only understand that maybe 500,000 people know that? All right. You got to take that to effect. Remember that. Yeah. It's a very small percentage.
And that's true. But my question to it is this. When you see it, and then people need to understand that you can't just see something and just go with your first instinct.
Wow.
Does that make sense?
Makes sense.
Need to stop. No, people need to stop doing that.
Yeah. People I don't do that.
Stop. See, oh no, bro, get the fuck out your feelings and like do some research. What the fuck is this?
So my next question was, how do we know? Because he's in a position where they need him to do these things. Mm-hmm. He had to say yes. I want to do this.
Bro, but if he explained to you why, what it was, might understand.
But wait. No, but you guys didn't let me finish. Okay, so let's say that. Let's say he agreed to it, right? How do we know he didn't want to do this? Can we call it emasculating if he wanted to do this?
That's
But this is what I'm saying. Once you find out what it is, you understand that it's not even an emasculating moment. There's nothing emasculating about what happened in the moment.
Because it's not like it was putting on feminine.
What you got to understand is like they're within what within the culture that they call cosplay.
Yeah.
There's a high level of racism. Because obviously a majority of anime characters are either white passing or Asian or some form of Asiatic descent, like. Very, like, few and far between do you see African-type animes and African-drawn animes. So a lot of the times when we as black people want to emulate our favorite anime characters, we end up having to dress like a white person. So we may have to dye our hair orange to look like a Ichigo Kurosaki. Y'all niggas not gonna know no shit like that. People who outside of this, who outside of that realm gonna look, what? You trying to look like who, nigga?
Yeah, people with a
man, you whitewash, you white supremacy, this and bro. It's not even nothing about it. I really fuck with this cartoon and this shit really means something to me. So I wanna show my appreciation for it. You know what I'm saying? It's really deeper than just a nigga putting on like for the internet type shit. Like, motherfuckers do this shit without even taking pictures, bro. Niggas be in Comic-Con fully dressed up and they still be dealing with discrimination same way. Online or in person, you know what I'm saying? Shout out to Sam, because Sam is really on TikTok putting a what I would call an end to the stigmatism as far as, like, it being an oddity that black people watch anime, bro.
Like the stereotype?
Yeah, but not even that it's a stereotype nowadays, but it's like they treat it like it's something so profound and so odd. Like, oh, yeah. You different. You watch anime. No, I'm a human being. They're gonna like dope shit.
Okay.
Plain and simple.
So, with that, I actually want to bring something to y'all attention right now. So... I need y'all niggas to actually realize that I don't believe we actually ever did the intro.
We didn't.
You sure?
We could do it as an outro today.
That's crazy. I can't remember.
We did it.
I don't think we did it. So, I don't think we did it.
On everything. We did.
We didn't do the intro.
So you're really going to have to doctor this one up.
Nah, we don't. We're just going to do it as an outro. Now. Nah, let's do it as an outro when we're ready to be done.
No, we could do it now, but I'm saying you have to talk right because you have to.
Because
put it in
remember,
front.
We did that one of the episodes.
I'm actually ready to end this right now, so we can really just outro it out and go home.
Right, we could do that.
Yeah, we could do that.
That too.
The song of the week is the intro. Let's just ready to go.
Hey, yes.
Because I am too drunk.
Finally, we got song of the week.
This is a great episode.
I'm gonna use the cognac tonight.
No, final thoughts.
No, take it straight to my forefathers. Yes. Yeah, I'm taking the strength of my forefathers with me. Okay, I'm going to use it. Oh, guys, niggas fucked up. Okay? And I have scheduled my motherfucking vasectomy. It's about to go down.
Yes, sir.
Once I get it done, I'm coming in with all the details, baby.
Please do. Please do. Guys,
I'm about to put the AK-47.
Plus, what's your final thoughts?
My final thoughts are this. That's a conundrum right there. If you're a nurse, you need to find a strong Jamaican man to be with, man, preferably with dreads, but only if you have your shit together, man. Find a good, strong Jamaican man to be with, man. That's my advice. That's what I recommend. That's the key to success.
Facts. I will go next. My final thoughts are, you know, do your research on Michael Jackson, man. Don't just let Mad TV guide your little stupid black brain. Be smart for once in your life and have independent thought. And
I love me independent thought.
The minute you have independent thought, you realize that three of the hosts on this podcast are fucking jokes. They're coons. They're literally nothing. And so... You'll start thinking good like me.
Fuck you.
Ben, what are your final thoughts besides fuck Ricky? Oh, shout out my nigga. Shout out my nigga Ted. He came through. My nigga Martin. He brought the vibes. And the reason why this is an old school episode, because he's here. So shout out my nigga Martin.
Shout out.
Yeah, go ahead, man.
Shout out my nigga Martin, man. Shout out Teddy, man. Listen, he's about to become an RN, but let's not forget what the RN actually stands
Come
for.
Come on now.
Real nigga. Real nigga of the week.
Been an RN.
been an RN.
Yeah, man. We actually had a conversation on one of our prior episodes about, you know, forgiving people, you know, having grievances and whatnot and burying the hatchet and shit like that. I mean, so if I've ever offended anybody either in this room or beyond, you know, I do apologize. And tell a friend about the podcast, man.
Little bitch.
We went live on our YouTube. Pull up on the YouTube. Subscribe to the YouTube channel, please. And man, Chris is a madman that needs to be stopped. That's the last part of my final thoughts. He needs to be stopped. If you can, just reach out to him and try to see if you could connect with him, because clearly he has a couple of screws loose. You'll understand on the next episode we release.
I have not argued with you today at all, bro.
No, you didn't argue with me, but
your arguments were fucking insane.
Your arguments are insane. Incredibly
Whose
insane.
Side are you on, man?
He's a sick master.
I'm on the side of reason.
It's me and you, bro.
And you never no, err on the
man,
side
it's
of reason.
Me and you, man.
You hate reason.
It's me and you.
You
bro.
Hate reason.
These niggas. You with
you
these
hate reason,
niggas.
Bro. You hate reason.
You with these niggas. You forget it's me and you late nights, nigga. Pause. Read and reply.
Whoa. What happened?
Jesus. This is insane, man.
That is nasty.
I'm not comfortable here anymore.
What's going on?
You see where he goes?
I need an adult.
I don't care about these niggas, Ben.
You see where he goes, Ted?
It was me and you, nigga.
This is.
No, we got song of the week. Stop the bullshit.
Oh, we did? What was it? Oh, what's your final thought?
The intro.
Oh, we got it. Oh, my bad. Okay, I didn't.
Yeah, yeah.
Pick
yeah.
a song of the week. No.
Yeah, man, we go.
Song of the week. All I'm saying is me and you.
If we would have did all, I told you niggas to put that
fuck
shit in front.
Fuck these niggas, man. Pause.
We got up.
Things don't count.
All right, let's go. Song of the week. What's your fucking real nigga shit of the week, nigga?
My real nigga thought of the week. It was me and you, nigga.
Nah, Ben's a sellout.
Fuck these niggas, man. They don't count.
Ben is the gunner.
It was me and you.
Ben is gunner.
I'm not. Listen, This is for anybody and everybody out there, nigga.
Ben's gonna sing like a bird.
If it's you and anybody else, don't forget these words. Look them dead in their eye. Take the time right now. Why are you listening to this? Look them dead in their eye and say, it was me and you.
I had to gaslight you, so tell them, Benny.
Forget these other niggas. They don't count. It was me and you.
I want to clear those claims up. I am not gonna. You know why?
You fucking heard me?
Because I would never even find myself in that situation. I'll give you a real life application. Because
that is a precarious situation.
Yeah. It's a precarious situation.
Very precarious.
My friend AP, one of my good friends, Bobby, at the time, they had beef in West Palm Beach, and they wanted to go up there and handle their issues, right? Hilarious. Guess who didn't go up there with them?
That's the time niggas got bottled to death. Is that what you're talking
That's
about?
That's when they got their asses beat.
Niggas got they came bottomed
back
out.
They came back to my mom's
Niggas zeroed
crib.
Out.
Limping.
Hurting.
They were scratched up.
Bruised
hurt,
up.
Black and blue.
That's a story.
I didn't make it to that trip.
Black and purple.
I didn't take that trip with them boys. Hey, we guys going to go fight who?
But guess
Wait,
what I was doing? Guess what I was doing when them niggas was walking in all battle, bruised up and
playing
limping.
The game?
No, I was eating a bowl of Reese's Puffs. I was eating cereal, nigga. And okay. I remember I was eating cereal and I looked up at that nigga. I looked at Bobby. I was like, was it worth it? Was it worth it?
They fought for nothing too.
So I would never be gonna, because I'm not even gonna be in the venue. Yeah. I'm not gonna be there.
Nigga signed up for
Ben is gonna be Nunya, not Gunya.
I'm not even gonna be there, brother.
Man, get the fucking intro started, man. The outro.
Nicholas.
Yeah,
oh, we're gonna run it back because hey, this nigga got some ground. Ricky. He got some ground to make up.
Nicholas.
Give me my headphones, man.
Niggas forgot me for the last couple of weeks.
What you got going on? Give me my headphones, boy.
Forgot that. Ricky Ross, the big boss.
This nigga, man.
He's not here. I don't need the headphones, nigga.
I bet you don't.
I don't need that shit, nigga.
Now you're listening to
Oh, shit.
Nigga.
Podcast.
See, now you found yourself a nigga. You looking for a nigga? Nigga here now. See?
I'm here. Right here. Ladies and gents.
Come on, man.
Niggas and nigga.
I gotta get this
fucking asshole.
Thank y'all for rocking out with us, man. We going fucking crooning on our way out.
Hey, me, Chris, Benny, and Rick Ho. We recorded, man. Shit is lit, ho. It's me. You know I be starting shit. Look in the cut. It's my nigga, Martin the shit. Hey. Going crazy. They say Martin the legend. Niggas hating. I don't bet him. I don't let him. Fuck up my vibe. Chris rolling joints, motherfucker. We high. Rick buying drinks, motherfucker. We drunk.
Drunk.
Read a realest nigga. What the fuck did you thunk?
Thunk.
Oh, Chris fucking dropped the funk. Chris fucked around and dropped the funk. You drop the joint and you know what they say. But I'm not gonna repeat it because I have respect for my dog and his whole entire life. I have respect for my dog and his family. And as a matter of fact, let's end this shit so you can go home right now.
Hey.
Let's go home right now.
Hey. They don't say that about doing that shit when you're drunk.
Oh, don't you stop it.
Oh, nah, don't you cut it stop off right it there.
No, I was feeling the 808.
Just getting
so
started.
I'm gonna turn
oh
it up.
I was just
my dog
started
got bars.
Hold
don't
up
sleep on him.
Hold up.
You gotta let him rap.
Hold up.
Don't cut the beat.
Hold up.
That's fucking cap.
And don't do that. You gotta rap, man.
I got you.
Come on, jump in.
Turn up.
Like a fool.
I'ma jump in and grab the joint. Smoking rap just to prove a point. Wiki grabbed the headphones.
Hey.
Benny nodding.
Hey.
We real niggas. You know that we pop.
Hey. Never
I like
nodding
what I'm doing. Rap tips is what we pursuing.
Facts, rap snacks.
Never yo, little bitch, here we screwing. Rap snacks, you know what in niggas doing. N-W-O.
Oh.
We the best podcast show.
Bro.
Keep it cool, call it fro.
Yo.
Extraordinary, no joke. Blow. We fuck niggas, that's a no. No. Hopping over niggas like a pole. Go. Yo, bitch, go up and down like a yo.
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 I be by myself, call it so.
So.
Bars, nigga.
All right. That worked.
You feel what I'm saying? Thank you for listening to the NWO podcast.
Peace
out. That was funny as fuck.